Hello! Let's get started on the lesson. An inventor is a person who creates something new. American inventors changed the way people live many years ago. Morse introduced an electric telegraph with a special code system to help people send messages. He invented Morse code.
Reading coach extraordinaire Tamara, reporting for duty. With writing, you know exactly what someone from the past said. And if you write something now, another person can read it later, in the future, and know just what you meant to say. It can be hard at first, but like anything, learning to read and write is just step by step. And of course, you'll have some help along the way.
Poetry is different from other kinds of writing. How? Well, for one, grammar doesn't apply to poetry. So you might be wondering, can poetry be like anything? Technically, yeah. Poetry started as an oral tradition, and a lot of it is still meant to be read aloud. So if you ask me to define poetry, I'd say it's when writers choose words for their sound as well as their meaning. Like when John Milton writes, "Behemoth, biggest born of earth," you know he chose those words for a reason.
Whoa! Did you hear that? That's a brachiosaurus! Scientists used to think they lived in the water, but now we know they were the ultimate land travelers. They were as tall as a four-story building. If you were a brachiosaurus, you could look right into your classroom window from the playground. Let's head to the fossil lab to see how those huge hearts pump blood all the way up those long necks.
Parks are an important part of the community. They are homes for many trees and animals. A national park is much bigger than a community park. It has many natural wonders for people to see. People from all over the world come to visit national parks. Which national park would you like to visit? Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, or Biscayne? Think about it. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.